everybody, and welcome to episode 360 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Ruggenez, and I am taking myself away from Persona 5 to talk about Persona 5. But before I get to that, I want to talk more about the Switch. Just in that, still no restock updates as far as I know, but more so what's concerning and makes me somewhat happy that I waited on purchasing it a bit more is that there have been reports of consoles warping, but there are differing opinions as to how this is happening. Some are saying that the warped consoles, the warped switches, were already warped when they were packaged, so they came warped right from the get-go. And then there are people who are saying they are warping from the excessive heat that comes from keeping them in the docked mode. So if the former is true, not a big deal in that, yes, some people will have messed up systems that they can, you know, return and get fixed or get a replacement. Which isn't a huge problem unless there are a lot of them that are in this situation. But if it is the latter and it is the dock and the heat that is causing it, that means it could balloon and just snowball into a much larger issue. But based on the time it's been out there and the number of reports I've seen, I don't think it is the latter, just because I feel like there would be many more people coming to light with this issue. But yeah, the Nintendo Switch, still a thing that people can't get, and still something that seems to, when it is restocked with just a few consoles here or there at your various Targets and Walmarts, it's mostly the gray console in the States and then red blue in the Britons. There's just one Britain, one Great Britain. But who knows how long that will last. Scotland, get out of there. I like Scotland. Brexit yourself from good old Britain. But yeah, that's the end of the Switch talk. Though I really want to play Zelda still. Even when I'm playing Persona 5, I really want to play Zelda because I want to play a game that I'll be really into. Not to say Persona 5 isn't a game, but the way I play Persona 5, which I'll get into, makes it not as gamey as something that is very gamey, like Zelda or most games. So, Persona 5. I am someone who loves Persona games. I've loved the Shin Megami Tensei series for a long time, not just the Persona ones. And I love a lot of Atlus games. So, I love Etrian Odyssey. I love the Disgaea series, Disgaea NIS, and the Prinny games and all that. But a lot of, I think it's Atlus, whatever. Doesn't really matter. I like a lot of these type of games. But I really, really love Persona, especially Persona 3 Forward. The previous games were good in their own right, but Persona 3 is where it really got the identity it has to this day, and the identity that a lot of people associate with the Persona series in general. And that is still very much so in Persona 5. So there are people who say, you know, Persona 5 is a good jumping on point. That is true if you've never played a Persona game. If you've played a Persona game before in the past and you haven't really liked them, I don't think you're really going to find something in Persona 5 that changes your mind. I know my co-host from Pixelated Radio is really liking Persona 5 and wasn't the biggest fan of Persona 3 or 4. I don't know if he played 4 or how much he played of the previous games, but I'm not sure what his reasoning is because it is a Persona-ass Persona game. I don't think the combat is that much different. The social aspects and all that is not that different. There's a very long tutorial to get you into the game and the swing of things, which I guess was in the previous games, but I just don't remember because it's been a while since I've played them at the very beginning of them. But it is a Persona game, and I'm really, really liking it. I just finished the first dungeon. I completed it, and got to a point in the timeline where I get to see the rewards, if you want to call them that, of what I did, reap the benefit of it all, so I can move and progress to the next bit of story and new character, which I'll surely be introduced to and add to my party. But I'm really liking it. I think the combat is solid, but I don't really go into these games for the combat, which is very evident by the fact that I, who typically likes to play games on their hardest difficulties, I play Persona games, at least the first playthrough, on the easiest, because I don't want anything getting in the way of the story or my interactions with the characters and all of that. So I want to play it on the easiest, so I don't really have to stress over the combat, and so that I can spend as little time in the dungeons, so I can just like go in there maybe 2-3 times, really level up and just kind of grind at those points, and then save the rest of the days for building on my character or my relationships with other characters, because that's the part of Persona that I love. I love the social aspect of it. I love the characters and the story and expanding that as much as I can and not having to miss out on something because I'm spending a lot of time in the dungeons and whatnot. So I've been doing a lot of that. It took me about 5 or 6 hours to get to the point where I could start venturing out on my own. Because in the very beginning, you don't really have much choice in what you're doing. But after around that point, it says, okay, now after school, you can choose what you want to do. You can hang out with a friend or so, maybe go study in the library and do stuff like that build your knowledge and stuff like that. But so far, you know, and I don't think things will be changing drastically throughout it, I did get spoiled, if it's true, when somebody quoted a tweet of mine with just like the synopsis of the end, and I read part of it, and I only latched on to one thing, which it's still in my brain. I'm hoping maybe I'll forget it, but I probably won't. Which is annoying because I'm someone who avoided everything for this game. I didn't watch any gameplay trailer or any video for it because I'm like, it's Persona. I'm going to play it because it's Persona. And the fact that that happened to me is really frustrating because I'm somebody who, in most cases with games, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care if I was spoiled. I'm someone who's very liberal when it comes to spoilers. I don't care that much, especially if it's even just a week after something comes out, but especially if you've passed 1 month's time of the release of something, I think it's fair game to just spoil the hell out of it, because if you haven't seen it or experienced it, played it, whatever, in that time, I don't think you care enough. You could say, oh, I don't have the money to buy it, we'll rent it or whatever. Like, just like, if you cared that much, then I don't know. I guess I can understand, but like, I'm somebody who's very financially conscious and very cheap and frugal, and I don't buy a lot of games brand new. I can't remember the last game I bought brand new before this, but I pre-ordered this game right away. I pre-ordered the collector's edition for no reason other than I just want to give them a little extra money and have this stupid collector's edition that comes with a bag, a larger than usual art book, which is nice, a little plushie of Morgana, your little cat friend, who I guess is this game's version of Teddy, and then it came with something else. Did you hear that? My DualShock 4 disconnected, because I have the menu going right now. I'm not playing the game, but I have my PS4 running, because I was just playing it. I'm expecting my PS4 to die from just unexpected overuse, but yeah, I've been really enjoying the game. It looks good, though it doesn't look like a PS4 game, I'd say, in part because it is also a PS3 game. And unless I'm wrong, I'm assuming this because I haven't actually read up on it, because like I've said, I haven't read up on much of anything regarding Persona 5 because I just wanted to stay as spoiler-free as possible. It definitely seems like it is the Catherine engine, the art style and direction, and the aesthetic, it all feels very Catherine-y. There's this glow and highlight to the characters, which I really, really love. I love the aesthetic. I love the look of Catherine, and I love the look of Persona 5, but it is definitely not some super demanding game or some super visually intensive game, but it does have a lot of style, not just in the visuals of the game, but also in the menus and the layouts and just the way everything looks and plays out, the maps and your battle winning animation and all that. It's got a lot of style. It's got more style than any game I've played in a really long time. And the story so far has been pretty good. The voice acting, the English voice acting is pretty good. Though I will say, I mentioned this on Twitter and I've seen other people complain about it. The pronunciation of the names is weird. There have been some people saying that Atlas, proper in Japan, told the team working for the localization to do it this way, which doesn't make any sense, because if they wanted to localize it, they should have just then given them American names, traditional names, and not had them pronounce them in a weird ways that people would notice, because the people who play Persona games are the people who would notice. They are not, you know, the Persona series is not something that is mainstream and a whole bunch of people play. It is still a very niche product, on the more popular side of the nichedom, but it is still not a massive selling title. Hopefully that'll change somewhat with Persona 5, but it is still, you know, a game for fans of JRPGs and all that jazz, and fans of your kind of dating sim games, because that is still very much at the heart of it all. But there's a lot of streamlining to it as well, just being able to quickly navigate the map, even though at first it seems like, oh my god, this is going to be really frustrating and a hassle to get from point A to point B, but then they make it easy fairly quickly. They changed the voice actor of Igor, I believe, which I'm not a fan of, though I'm not even going to say what I was going to say. But voice acting is solid. I wish your character had a voice, and I guess the reason why they don't do that is because they're just assuming that you want to picture your own voice in there, but that doesn't make any sense to me, because it just seems weird when people are talking to him and he just kind of maybe makes a little grunting noise or says nothing at all and just gives them this blank face, and this seems very disrespectful. But that's how it's always been. Unless you watch the anime for Persona 4, then you can hear your character's voice. But yeah, I really don't know what else to say about it, because it is a Persona game. The way in which the dungeons work this time is stealing the desires. You're stealing the treasure of the big baddies, your bosses, your outside world antagonists, who have these certain desires that you go in there and then you steal them to remove them somewhat, sort of, or make them face them in the real world. And that just seems weird, especially since, and I'm assuming it's going to happen every time, it's like, you don't really steal them because you find out where they are and you find a path, you clear a path to them, and then you go to steal them after you do another thing. And of course, not always going to be like a trap or something, but you're going to run into the actual person's shadow and then you're going to fight them because you need that boss battle. So it just seems like you have this thing you're supposed to do, but you're never going to be able to successfully do it sneakishly. Like that new word. So yeah, that's just kind of a little annoying for me. But I also played it on my Vita with remote play. First time I've done that in a while. And worked fine. Ran smoothly. I wasn't playing it far away from my console or on a different network or anything, so I wouldn't assume it to do otherwise. And it's also the kind of game, it's not like a fighting game or something where you would really need to have perfect a perfect connection. But it didn't seem to lag or anything. You know, and there was no delay that I can notice. The only thing I did notice was that the Vita screen is pretty tiny. And the game also was a little bit, not choppy in terms of the way it ran, but visually, you know, a little pixely. That was the word I was looking for. But it worked. And, you know, if I feel like playing it late at night when I'm just laying in bed, that is an option for me now, which is nice to know. And being the kind of game it is, works well. I don't really need to struggle with the fact that the controls aren't as good as using an actual controller. But while it's not visually impressive, I do like seeing it on my TV because the style, I like the look of it, and I like seeing that sharpness on my nice old TV. And I do wish this was on every console because I just wish more people were able to play Persona 5 because I really love the franchise. I'm loving this game so far, even though I still have Zelda in the back of my head every now and again. But I've played about 12 hours of it now, and it's been really good. And I'm excited to finally get to explore more relationships with other characters and meet more characters and get more of the story. And it does this thing where you sort of start at the end, and then you are arrested, and then you are talking with your attorney and kind of going back and forth, occasionally coming back to her in the present to talk about what is happening in your retelling of the events to her. But yeah, Persona 5 is really good. You know, it's been a very, very strong year for the PlayStation 4. And I hope Xbox One has a strong finish. And it's a strong year for gaming so far in general, just with like Zelda and everything. I think if it keeps this up, 2017 will go down as one of the best years for gaming of all time. Maybe even the best, depending on how everything plays out. If the Scorpio is an amazing device, and if there are some amazing games that come out that we haven't heard about yet, it could be very special. And I can't remember if The Last Guardian came out at the very... I think that came out at the very end of last year, not this year, even though I didn't play much of it, and I think there were some people who were very let down by it, and just the history behind it makes it an annoying game, but the fact that it came out makes it substantial. But, yeah, PS4 is having a really, really strong first quarter, and maybe two. I'm not sure what's on the docket for the rest of, for like up until the summer, up until E3 essentially. But I know some people are also saying, you know, oh God, you know, this is just killing the Xbox One because of all these great exclusives. You know, it's making me not want to play my Xbox One. And I think while that is true for your hardcore gamers, and your niche gamers, it's not true for most people. And I think complaining about the exclusives that the great exclusives that the PlayStation 4 has that Xbox One doesn't, in a way, it doesn't make sense for them to complain or to expect otherwise, because a lot of these great games are Japanese developed games or very niche products or games that play to the Japanese market and the Asian market a lot, which is a market where the Xbox brand is as good as dead, if not really dead. I don't know. They probably sell like single digits or in the hundreds Xbox Ones there these days. But, you know, you have Yakuza 0, which came out, I don't know, like 2-3 years ago. So they're on like Yakuza 6 over there this year, I think. And you have Nier Automata, which, you know, is also another niche game and something that plays at that market. You have Horizon, which is, of course, that's the big game, the, you know, I guess your Tomb Raider-esque, your Uncharted game of the bunch that would play for both consoles, but that is first party, not something that is third party that the, you know, just whatever. They either pay them to not put it on Xbox One, or there was really no reason in the developer's mind to do that. But other games include Tales of whatever the new Tales game is, which is supposed to be pretty good. There's a one or two other that I can't think of off the top of my head right now. No Man's Sky got an update, which added vehicles and some other crap, I think. So that's cool, right? But yeah, Persona 5, really good. Really loving it. Wish there was more opportunity for people to play it, really. But yeah, you know, good times. Anyway, that will do it for today's episode. Also, today being April 7th when I recorded this, it's my dad's 70th birthday, which is crazy because I'm 30, he's 70. We have a lot of years between us, which kind of makes me sad at times because I just think of my other friends who have fathers who are much younger than my father and the fact that mathematically my father could be my grandfather. I have friends who are a few years younger who have grandfathers as old as my father, which is just kind of depressing because I just think, oh, I lost so much time with my father after my parents' divorce, only getting to see him every other weekend. And he worked on Saturdays, and, you know, I had school Fridays until the afternoon, and then, you know, maybe I'd get to see him a week here and there during Christmas or Easter, and then a few in the summer, but usually just that every other weekend, which is hard on me. And I just felt like I lost a lot of time with him, and the fact that he is older, I cherish every second I have with him. And I will continue to cherish, even as much as we argue, I will cherish every second, whether we're arguing or agreeing or doing whatever, I will cherish every moment until I can no longer cherish any moments because he's gone, which hopefully is not for a very long time. Both my grandparents lived in their 80s. My grandfather, I think, lived to like 89. So hopefully my father, who's been really healthy for the most part, lives a long and healthy life, so I get to be a part of it for much longer. So yeah, happy birthday, Dad. Don't know where or who I'd be without you. Every good bone in my body I blame on you, and love you more than any words could ever describe. Anyway, once again, I'm your host, Mark Kuznets. Y'all can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, my anime list, Steam, all the usual places, at PX Sausage on PSN, which I'll be on for quite a while now because of this stupid Persona game. It's a reason for me to play my PS4. Still have no reason to buy an external hard drive for it. Thought about doing it, and then I was like, why? Why am I going to do this? But on there, I'm the Kush3. The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com, where you can find this podcast, the other podcasts we host over there, including Pixelated Radio and Pixelated Paranormal. And you can see the art I do over there. And if you'd like to see all the art in one nice place, you can go over to pxsart.com, which will show you all of them in their very pretty pictury forms and give you links to where you can purchase prints for all of them if you'd like. And if you'd like to support the site in general, you can go over to patreon.com/pxs. Links for all these things will, of course, be in the show notes, so you can go over to the site and check those out if you want to just click on those and not have to use your memory or rewind. And if you haven't already, please do go over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to the show, because that really does help. And if you don't like using iTunes, still do that, but you can also listen to the show on the Google Play Store, Stitcher Radio, Player FM, SoundCloud, all the usual places. So listen to it however you want. Tell your friends about it. And have a wonderful rest of your day and a wonderful weekend.